Good afternoon, and happy birthday on this first day in Gemini. Yes, indeed. That's right, baby. This is the season. This is the reason. All you other people, just hold on to your hats, okay? We got a little while to go. Let the Geminis sing-a-ling-a-ling. Okay, happy birthday. But it's interesting because it is May. I'm still working on May birthdays. And I have two people that are Gemini twins. They happen to have the same birthday. They also happen to be really cool people that I know. And they also happen to be mentees of my Read the Room mentorship program. So there's a lot of double going on today. But before we get to the two Geminis, I wanted to also wish a very happy birthday to one of the people I'm going to read. I'm actually going to read her first because her birthday fell in Taurus season. And she also had a beautiful new arrival to her family. So I wanted to wish her a special happy birthday as well today with a happy birth card reading for her and her new little one. So we're going to have a good time today. Last week, the episode called End was a little rough. And probably because it needed to be. I mean, things are happening to people. And so I often ponder whether, you know, how light and easy these readings should be. But one of the things that I cannot do, will not do, is to override the guides and protectors that, you know, I lean on to pull these cards, regardless of the medium. Regardless of how light and airy I want it, they don't always care. There were two people last week who I felt inclined to use my tarot deck for. Don't ask me why. I just followed instructions. And the readings were kind of rough. So if you're listening to this week, I would recommend you go back to last week. The episode is called End. And the outcome was positive. I mean, you know, it comes down to the fact that all things must end in order for new things to begin, you know? So I hope that the two people that received those readings took them with the light that was intended for the messaging. I hope to hear from them, to be honest. I normally don't want to hear back. but from those two people, if you're listening, just DM me or send me an email and let me know what you felt. And if anyone else out there happened to listen to the episode, I would like to know your thoughts as well. So I think I'm going to start after today, starting in June, I'm going to allow for commentary and things of that nature so people can leave comments on what they thought. That will also help me to make these readings more suited. You know, what vibe are you looking for? What new ideas should I continue to do happy birthday? I mean, people are waiting, so I'm going to continue the happy birthday readings as long as I can, but I don't want to change the theme because people really seem to enjoy them. I'm now up to 106 subscribers. Oh my gosh, I am so happy about that. That means people are listening. Oh my God, that is awesome. And if you are listening and you have some comments, just shoot me a DM on IG. Who am I on IG or Instagram? The Hungry Medium, at The Hungry Medium. So you can always find me on there. And I'd love to hear your feedback on the podcast, okay? So let's get crack-a-lackin'. We got three readings coming up. And I can't wait to see what the cards have in store. See you on the other side. Hey.
You're listening to the Hungry Medium Podcast Show. I'm your host, Kat Niambi. Here's what I've been thinking about lately. Let's get it on and pop it.
Happy birthday and happy Mother's Day, belated Mother's Day to Muffin. Hey, Muffin. Before we dive into this, the reason why I wished Muffin a happy Mother's Day was because Muffin delivered a new baby last week. And I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to do a birthday card reading for you. So please accept this gift, Muffin, for you and this new addition to your family. I'm so excited for you. Everybody, I met Muffin and her husband on Clubhouse of all places, and they turned out to be some of my biggest supporters. So I wanted to return the love that they have given me in the past 3 years with this birthday card reading for Muffin. So let's see. Today we are using the Wisdom of the Oracle deck. And let's see what the deck wants to tell you for your new year. An exciting upcoming motherhood for you. So the card that I pulled was No Place Like Home. What a wonderful, wonderful message for you, because, you know, basically I'm going to assume home is a place that you're going to be for a while looking after your little one. But the essential meaning of this card has a lot to do with authenticity, Muffin. It has a lot to do with coming home to yourself. Woo! Feeling at home and arriving at a place where you just fit in. And being comfortable in your own skin. So listen, I know what it's like after having a baby. You feel very alien because you have to now reconnect with your body on a different level in order to, you know, help nurture and care for your baby. But at the same time, you have been in unison with this new being all through your pregnancy, and now they're on the outside looking in, honey. Those babies be on the outside looking in. And they want you to know that home can feel safe and secure, but it's also a place, as you know, to be comfortable, to rest, and to create. I know this message very well. I just posted something on IG about, you know, you are a Taurus. So as you know, stay grounded, stay, you know, methodical. There's no need to rush, you know. And this card also signals your ability to trust yourself. And knowing that coming home to your and feeling comfortable in your own skin is a beginning to solidifying your claim to dignity, your claim to integrity. And these are all aspects of yourself that no one can take away from you. Quite frankly, you are who you are, boo-boo, and you need to just continue to hold your head high. You know, stand as an observer, seeing the world through the eyes of an observer, and seeking through the eyes of your soul, okay? Now is the time for you to be on this journey of a new person, right? Ever changing, ever evolving. Putting yourself in a position of power and strength. And just knowing that authenticity is your home, that you are safe, and you should make yourself feel as safe in the house of your spirit and house of your soul. And in regards to, you know, companionship, this partnership, you and your husband are together in, you know, now moving forward, being in sync and moving to a place where you fall in love all over again, and being in a place where you know the love is reciprocated, where you feel safe and you feel comfortable, and which are all like the best aspects of familiarity. And I get a feeling you are there. That you should be very much at home with you and your partner. Because together, you know, you guys just added love to the world, quite frankly. As far as prosperity, when you are going to act in this authentic way, you're going to command that the universe or the shared consciousness reflect back what you give it. Your business choices, your investments, creative projects, all of those things, you know, you are going to immerse yourself in and going to be powerfully on point. That's what they're saying. This is now, we are talking about you being on point with all of these things. Because when you dive into who you fully are, because you are an example now, and I'm not sure if this is your first baby or not, but you know yourself as an example for the children in your life. You're going to be accepting everything in your journey, both all the successes and the failures, because you are going to have the ability to see the divinity, the God in all the things. So abundance is a natural progression when you experience this kind of authenticity. So lastly, in terms of the protective nature, this card in saying, no place like home. There are times when what is familiar and known is not necessarily the best choice. You know, human beings are memory-driven creatures, right? And we all look for certainty. Well, honey, you know, babies, they can throw loops all the time. So even if the qualities you're looking for moving forward in people and external conditions, you don't have to be eager to find the home. What they're trying to say is you can do different things that feel unfamiliar to you, and you can trust that you're going to find a new normal that supports your spirit. They're saying, yes, in your partnership with your husband, sure, everything's familiar, love, 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 love. But what they're saying with moving forward, just in life in general, there are new things that you're going to be trying. You're going to get surprises every day. But just remember, if you do what you did, you will always get what you got, baby. So if there's something you don't necessarily like what you got, then you need to figure out new ways to get what you want. Do a few things that feel uncomfortable. And time will not be different. Oh, this time will not be different unless you do something different. Well, that was a lot, but I hope that you enjoyed it. And I hope that you enjoy this new stage. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to the new edition. I cannot wait to see pictures when you are ready for the bundle of joy to be seen by the world. And I look forward to just seeing the love grow and grow and continue to grow. Thank you so much for showing me love. And thanks to you for being so cool and awesome and agreeing to getting this happy birthday card reading. Toodles. Happy birthday, Zenwelly, my Gemini sister. Thank you so much for ordering this happy birthday card reading. Wow, as soon as I started saying your name, the cards just started popping out. But as you know, maybe you don't know, I don't do pop outs. I'm excited about this birthday card reading for you. Thank you so much for all of your support. I appreciate you. I know you're going to take this reading to heart. And so I'm doing an extra, extra special shuffle for you. I am using the Wisdom of the Oracle deck, which I believe was one of my original decks I used to use online. And I've always loved the messaging that has been provided by the guides through this deck. So the card that they want for you today is a change in the wind. Woo! Yes, indeed. A change in the wind. You know, when we talk about change being the only constant, this is typically a really good card when you're going through transformations. And I don't think people realize that transformations can occur at all stages, at every day. There's going to be a change in circumstances, and some of them are going to be clear to us and some of them are not until they've accumulated. You get what I'm saying? So the essential meaning of this card is that a sense that unseen change has been initiated. Whoa, I didn't even read this before I just said that. So this is for you to prepare for a storm. Storms are good. You know, I like wind bathing. We had some windy, windy days down here recently, and I think that would probably be beneficial to you as well. This is you being aware that your plans may not be on firm ground right now. Now, I know I pulled a card for you, and we talked about it via text. I'm not divulging anything to anybody more than they need to know. But, you know, the fact that there is change, there's great change happening, but it's really not about the calm before the storm. It's about the storm before the calm. But I know that you're feeling a shift. I know this. I feel it. You feel it. And this is saying that there is uncertainty about which direction the winds will blow. So this is intriguing to me because now, since some of us, those that join me on IG on the rare occasion that I'm on there, that you pulled a card that was very similar to this last week. And now it's coming up again from a different deck. So we do know, you're very aware, right, that there are minuscule things at play, eventually in your favor. Let's be very clear about that. Now, the thing is, it's really kind of human nature for us to yearn for certainty and to yearn for, what's the word I'm looking for? Unwavering. Like, we just want things to stand still sometime, you know, so we can get a breather. And, you know, sometimes I pull cards where it's saying, you know, suspended in time. And, you know, but then you pull cards like this, which is saying there's going to be change, period. And when we have this uncertainty, part of it, or this kind of fear and anxiety, part of it is because there is a resistance to change. You know, consistent. We want the world to just be consistent, just stay the same, you know. But nothing in the human experience is black and white, bubble. We know this. And nor will anything remain static. That's why I mentioned the fact that change in itself is a constant. The one thing guaranteed is change. So now is the time for transformation. I know you said you're going to be making some moves, so that's great. You're going to be mixing some things up. I think what they're saying is don't do it in anticipation or in preparation for things to stay the same. You want to shake things up. They want for you to shake things up. You know what I mean? Whatever you've been doing that's been kind of like routine-ish, they probably want you to shake that up. Because now is the time, like I said, for transformation, and outer conditions are temporarily moving out of sync. They're moving out of sync with your desires and your expectations. And so you might say to yourself, but why? I have good desires and expectations, but, you know, listen, expectations coming from the reflector, I'm telling you, it's best sometime not to have any expectations, any desires, but the desire for good and the desire for love. They want you to stay the course because they want you to remember that even storms clear, they help to clear the air, right? They help to scatter seeds, right? And nourish the soil for better things ahead. So maybe you're very comfortable in Taurus season of slow and chill and ding, but now they're like, things about to be shaken up. Might as well have a hand in it yourself. Shake some things up. Move some furniture around in your house. Get some things out of the corner. Because life is about to get interesting. And you need to wake up some of the spirits that are chilling in the corner, picking their teeth with a toothpick or something. But as the change comes, you can look to all of the things that are happening with curiosity and wonder. If that's okay, you know, like what's about to go down without anxiety, because it's going to happen anyway. So you might as well not worry about it coming. Just chill and let it flow over you. I feel a lot of energy of you wanting to make things happen. And what they're saying is, nah, just relax, relax, relax. Even in your relationships with other people, if you feel like things seem to be out of sync, you know, there's just time for you to not think so much, Gemini, okay? They basically telling you, get out of your head, okay? Because you want, even in your relationships, you want sort of like little rough seas here and there, because those are going to be opportunities for each person, whether it's your partner, whether it's your other family members, it's an opportunity for both parties to grow. And it's an opportunity for you to understand your own heart better. Does that make sense? Yeah, because if you stay status quo and things are not shaking up, you're not going to know what you really want because you don't have the opposing force or the argument against for you to lean in on something that you really believe you want. You get what I'm saying? Whatever's happening, good will come from it. And that's not coming from like a textbook or any philosophical standpoint. That's just the messaging that they're providing today. They want you to remove yourself from any drama. If there's any drama going on, hey, do the Gemini thing. Ghost it. Okay, dramatic people, you know how that goes. The air will clear. Everything will be fresh and new again. Now let's talk about prosperity, okay? As you move forward and endeavor to create this prosperous life, which I know you do desire, you may encounter unexpected reversals. That's what they're saying. And that may cause you to shift directions. This is a good thing. But once again, I know you want to make some moves, but do them chill, like just chill for a little while. You know, I heard someone say something about procrastination. It could be it can be a signal of the intuition. Maybe you don't have to do anything, okay? Perhaps an opportunity you sought, maybe went to someone else. You pursued something and you suddenly realize it's not in your highest good. You just may not be 100% clear on where you need to go, but you are certain that things are not going as planned. Okay. So circumstances aren't in your control right now. I mean, when are circumstances really in our control, to be honest? Wait it out. This is what they're saying. Wait it out. All will be well. Even better. Okay. There are conditions brewing in your life that you will not have control over. Do not fight them. Change is inevitable. And it's for the best, for the higher good. Even if some of this change and this wind and this storm blows away some of the structures that you may have built, they're saying all will turn out as it should according to the time continuum, honey. When you try to manipulate the time continuum, honey, you just fighting against the tornado, okay? Try to get in the middle of the eye of that storm. You know, the middle of the tornado where the calm, I suspect the calm lives. Spirit is your ally, as you know. And they're saying through all of this, at the end, you will have renewed clarity and strength to do something even better. Well, I hope you took that with the light intention that I delivered it. I am so appreciative of you. I hope you have an amazing Gemini birthday. Yes, Gemini sister. Change is coming, honey. Change is a coming. See you later. Toodles. Happy birthday, Jilly Bean. Happy birthday. I'm so happy to be doing this card reading for you. You always playing guinea pig for me, and I appreciate that. So I hope you have an amazing birthday this week. The start of Gemini season. Love you so much. And I have a feeling, there's no way I'm going to be able to prove this, but I have a feeling about what I want to call this episode. And I know that you are one of my 106 subscribers that actually listens to the podcast. So I know you're probably waiting around this Sunday saying, when's she going to do this? Because I'm actually on my way out. And I wanted to get these readings done for you guys before I start engaging with the peoples out there in the world with the libations and everything. And I hope, I don't know what the card is going to be, but I do have an idea about what I want to name this episode, because the first two readings hit a particular note. So I want to see if yours becomes aligned with what the theme could be today. But thank you so much for signing up for this birthday card reading, and let's get cracking. I have shuffled really well. These past 2 weeks, the messaging hasn't been that jolly, but hey, I got to keep a real deal holy feel. You know what I'm saying? So the card that I pulled for you today, oh my goodness, you got the same card as the earlier. You got the same card as Zenwelly. How is that possible? Oh my God, and y'all have the same birthday too? Oh my Lord. Oh my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Now, when this usually happens, as you know, you get to listen to what I said to Zenwelly. And you know, we can't just be regular, can we, Jilly Bean? You see how they did it? So now you're gonna get something a little special that's going to, I hope, not only provide you, hopefully you'll listen to the message that I gave to Zenwelly, your birthday twin, who you know, but I'm going to now pivot to Iyanla's Acts of Faith. Because now that I've said all that to Zenwelly, there's really nothing much to say for yours. It's aligned. It's aligned. There are changes happening. Things are beyond your control. You're trying to just hold on. You want to figure things out and move things forward. They're telling you to chill. Still getting that flavor from the Taurus season. Hey, that's because y'all got May birthday, so. But I'm going to now cut to Acts of Faith, because this means they just want to give you a message about change. And that is so wild. This is the first time this has happened in this podcast history. All 14, 15 episodes where I pulled the same card for two people. So with that, let's see what Acts of Faith has to say for you. This is a nice surprise. I could have played it off and just pulled another card, but that's not what they want. So because of you being the special person that you are, they want to give you a message. So, oh my God. Woo! Now, some people may be like, why'd she act like that? I opened the book to June 7th in the Acts of Faith. June 7th. I don't know if you know somebody with that birthday. That's not why I said woo, because my eyes went directly to the bottom of the page where the last message is. And you'll understand as we begin to read what the Acts of Faith is saying for you. So now you're getting a double message. And so I hope that you understand that is very significant. Let's get reading. If you are on a road to nowhere, find another road. That is an Ashanti proverb. When we are following the wrong teachings or philosophy, we get stuck. We do not evolve. Life just doesn't seem to come together. We see the same people saying and doing the same thing. We may all be in agreement, but we still are not growing. We may know there is something better somewhere. We may want or need more, but because we don't know exactly what it is, we stay stuck in what is familiar. That comes from the first reading, asking Muffin to not stay with the familiar. Could it possibly be that it's time to move on, shift gears, get back to basics, open our minds, try something new? Well, we will never know until we try. The only way to really be sure we are on the right track is to derail ourselves for just a moment and see what new direction beckons. And at the bottom message, it says, I am willing to make a change. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Honey, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. In this case, this is really telling you to put some fire under your behind, which is kind of different than the messaging they were given to Zen Welly. So I will say the advices are different. And I will say, selfishly, I can still name the podcast episode what I wanted to name it. So gratitude to you and your guides for helping me with the title. In this case, they do want you to do some things. They want you to get back to basics. They want you to try something new. Wow. This is amazing. Find another road. Be willing to make a change. Now, what I know about you is you already know all of this. You already know. Now, let me see something, because back in the deck, I was in the guidebook and there was one part. Did I read it? Yeah, I read everything. Yeah, you know everything that Zen Welly knows, but in this case, they want you to light a fire. They want you to do what I know you're already doing. Okay, because you're spicy. So whereas you are doing things differently, and in some cases doing them in a chill kind of mode, if you know what I mean, without telling all your business, they still, I think, are giving you credit for the moves you're making or about to make. So I think this is a very, very good confirmation, affirmation. Let's go back to the last sentence. I am willing to make a change. That is a positive affirmation for you to follow. I am willing to make a change. So with that being said, Jelly Bean, I wanted to wish you a happy birthday again. And I'm very proud of you for the decisions that you are making in your path to help move you forward in the trajectory that gives you the control you want to have on your own life. I'm very, very happy for you. Very, very proud of you. And I wanted to wish you a happy birthday again and again and again. Talk to you soon. Toodles. Well, I tell you, it takes two Geminis to shake it up a bit and pivot and make a change. I know y'all think I'm going to name this episode Make That Change by Michael Jackson, but that would be so obvious, darling. So obvious and corny balls. So I'm going to, well, you're already going to know what his name, so I'm not going to focus on that. But I have decided to put the lyrics to the song that has been running in my head ever since the last reading for Jilly Bean. The last two people, Zen Welly and Jilly Bean, I know them personally. And I think it's so interesting. They share a birthday and they got the same card pull. And I, you know, I'm here for it for them. You know, young people sometimes think that they're living old lives. And I want these two and Muffin as well to know that you all can live your fantasies. You all have the door to fantasy for you open. So I'm actually, I have put the lyrics, and I hope I don't get some kind of, I'm going to put them in quotes, some kind of copyright infringement shit, but I'm going to put the lyrics to Fantasy in the description for this episode. And I really liked, I want to tell you why I named this episode what I'm naming it. So I believe because Muffin is a Taurus and that is an earth energy. And then the card pull for both Zen Welly and Jilly Bean was a change in the wind. And the advices for Zen Welly was actually different. They asked her to chill for a minute. And Jilly Bean, they actually wanted to put a fire under her and confirm the fire that's in her. And I think she knows that. That's why it's so beautiful. I'm naming this episode Fantasy by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I would encourage us all to listen to that song this week. I think we all need to have some moments of fantasy, because fantasy is creative visualization, really. To be able to sit and imagine what your life could be in any shape or form of your desires. And I think all three of these birthday card recipients today can really benefit from just looking at their life from the angle of fantasy, looking at what they want to accomplish from an end goal, nothing specific, and just, you know, knowing that in living in that, you know, fantasy, that we really do make our dreams come true. I know I sound corny, but who else is going to make our dreams come true? Okay? Who else? Why did we come here to experience this thing called life if it wasn't to make our dreams come true? Some people believe the dream world is the actual real world. And then what we're living in now is a projection of the tasks that we want in the dream world to get them done. Hey, take it or leave it. I like it. It fits right in with the theme. So Earth, for our Taurus person we had today, wind for a change is in the wind, and fire, because sometimes we do need a little light up under us to get ourselves moving and going. We had a great time here on Earth in Taurus season, grounded. And now it's time to move towards fantasy and creative visualization and kind of just being up there imagining during this air sign season. We have a moon and sun in Gemini today. So why not live in fantasy? Thank you all for listening this week. I appreciate you all. I love you. And I will see you in a couple of weeks. I'm off next week. I'm visiting friends away on the beach. And I'll come back in June for the next one. I guess I need to put those dates on the calendar for June. I will see you all. Toodles.
You've been listening to the Hungry Medium podcast show. hosted and produced by Kat Nyambi. Music written and produced by Oludare Bernard. For information on this podcast and other content, visit us at thehungrymedium.com. Please subscribe to this podcast on Apple and follow us on Spotify. May we always aspire to be divinely fed.